A tear fell over her eyelashes, but she wiped it away almost as soon as it dropped. She glared at Mr. Ames. I know what you think. You think this is another Digger Haynes reenactment, she said. You think my son, like Digger, is out there, and you're afraid if I don't stop pointing the finger that I'm going to end up suicidal like Bob Haynes.
No one has ever proven that Bob Haynes committed suicide, Mr. Ames said quickly. No one knows where he is today, but yes, Sylvia, I think that...
He trailed off and stared at his desk clock like he was agonizing inside. I realized this was only the second time I'd heard anything about Digger Haynes, yet Mrs. Creed knew about it, and as soon as she mentioned it to Mr. Ames, he knew it right away, too. It was like this big secret story all the grown-ups seemed to know about, but no one talked about it. Mrs. Creed squirmed uncomfortably. I don't plan on winding up dead, Glenn. I have better ways to cope, she said quickly. I would love to think my son is out there. Do I look like the morbid type who would prefer to think the worst in an awful case like this? Not at all, Glenn. There's only one problem with your theory. My son could not have written that note.
What makes you so sure? He asked.
I know my son. My son was happy. My son had a very good life, and he was happy. She said that part twice, like for emphasis. And if he didn't write that note, what's the conclusion, Glenn? Somebody else wrote the note. I shuddered, reminded of some ancient schoolteacher cackling at a kid in class. Mr. Ames cleared his throat, but before he could think of something to say, Allie piped up. I just don't think he could be so happy watching everyone in his class go to dances and parties, and he wasn't allowed. Mrs. Creed stared at Allie like she was crazy.
Chris was allowed to go out. We offered to drive him to the dances. I even signed up to chaperone the dances before he said he wasn't really into them. How could I object to the very dances I offered to chaperone?
This woman was an enormous stone wall. I wondered what she would make of it if one of us shared a bright question like, do you think your offering to chaperone had anything to do with Chris not being into it? Or, hey, great, what's better than driving to a dance with your mom, going in with your mom, and leaving with your mom? My dad chaperoned a couple of dances, Allie started out casually, in like sixth grade. If Mrs. Creed got it, she didn't keep it.
I know my son. I also know that quintessential powder keg some people lovingly call the Boondocks. I was raised down there, don't forget. I was a Boon once.